Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But let's kind of get into this, Joe. We got a team right now that is hemorrhaging everything they can to win as many World Series or newspaper headlines as they can without thinking about their future self. So the question is future Dodger going to be really mad at current Dodger? Like, there are times when I'll go out to the bar. There are times when I'll be at home and I decide I'm going to have a few more pops and stay up and watch some bad TV, and it's like 10 and I need to go to bed. But you know what? It's 12:30. That's a problem for future Patrick. This current Patrick is having a blast. Is future Dodger going to be really, really upset with current Dodger?
Well, when they have 4 or 5 World Series championships within a 4 or 5 year span, I don't think they're... You mean Dodger player or Dodger fan?
Dodger fan / ownership.
No and no. I think they'll be perfectly okay with paying this tab down the road when it actually bears the fruit of multiple World Series championships. We could actually be looking at that potential now where, what is it, we haven't had a repeat champion or really like a franchise, or not a franchise, a dynasty in the MLB since the late 90s Yankees. We could be looking at that.
But I guess.
And again, the fans and ownership will not care when they're cashing those checks up until 2043 or whatever it is.
I guess the real question is as I'm looking at the sheet right now, Shohei, his deferred money kicks in 2034. Will Smith is 34. Freeman is 28. I think Blake Snell got announced today. I'd have
2035 to 2046.
Okay. Mookie is 33.
Tommy Edman, who also got a new deal with the Dodgers over the last week or so, his amount goes through 2044.
Yeah, so I'm curious, when you get to 2034 and you're all of a sudden paying a bunch of guys that probably don't play for you anymore, do you think that the money won off of endorsements, sponsorships, World Series titles, assuming they get those? That's a tough assumption, because even in baseball, you can be loaded and still lose. Do you think that from a finance, like if you're an accountant, from a financial situation, can you look at that and say, yeah, in 2034, I owe Shohei $680 million over the next 9 years, and I can still sign high-priced free agents.
There's one part of me that looks at it in 10 years, in 15 years, in 2040. Like, what is $1 billion going to be like then? You know, as much
as... You're talking inflation.
Yes. Like, and I know that's, you know...
So this is a deal.
I mean, when we look at it, I mean, $1 billion right now, yes, that is a lot. It's always going to be a lot of money. But again, when you are, when the dollar keeps going up and inflation is going up, like, again, like...
Money today is always worth more than money tomorrow, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so when you look at this deferred money, like in 2040, when they still have however many of these payments left to go... It's like, are they really going to be stressing about it then? Right now, you're like, oh my God, that's a lot of money over the next, well, 20 years.
I guess my big question is that, yeah, when you get to 10 years from now and this deferred money gets on the books, you know, we'll talk about it in a minute if this is good or bad for baseball. We'll get to that in a minute. So try to keep that out of your brain when I ask this question. But in 2035, while you're paying Shohei $60 million a year, $70 million a year, and Will Smith another 10, and, you know, Freeman another 8, or and however it piles up to be $1 billion over that 10-year span from 35 to 45, can you still afford to sign free agents?
Yes, because, I mean, as we've seen, that there isn't obviously a salary cap in baseball, but I think that...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dodgers will never have a problem signing free agents. And unless the MLB does something about this and actually steps in and wants to make a change to how deferred payments are,
right,
like how it's done, because right now the Dodgers are clearly, I don't know if abusing is the right word, taking advantage of the rules that are in front of them and just doing like, hey, literally every other team could do this if they wanted to. Teams have done this in smaller instances. We're just working this with every single player that we sign.
And in a classic statement, I said to not bring that up, and you brought that up.
Oh.
Well, what about other players getting it in the past?
Well, I guess what I'm curious about, sorry, Joe, I'm just giving you grief. I guess what I'm curious about is all of these guys you now have on the books for essentially the next 10 years, okay? I know they're not all going to be here in 10 years, but I wonder, is this something, if you were a franchise like, say, the Kansas City Royals, okay, you got Bobby Witt, and that's your cornerstone, and you start looking at maybe you go sign a Snell or a Corbin Burns, and you start doing this, but they don't have the same kind of capital as, say, the Dodgers do. Is it worth having a six-year dominant period knowing that you're going to be cash strapped for 15 years after that?
I think the Dodgers, where they're at in their franchise history, after going through what has it been now 10 years of being one of the premier franchises as far as wins,
I mean, outside of COVID, it's 88. That's the last World Series.
Oh yeah,
outside of COVID.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just talking about like when they I don't know, 2011, 2012, like when did they really start taking a hold of the NL West and seemingly winning it every year?
Sure, Kershaw at his peak.
Yeah, being a top team in the National League. Like, when did that start happening? Well, for the last 11, 12 years or so, they've been chasing that World Series.
And they've got two.
One. To show for
one starred.
Yeah. And to me, this is them saying, like, all right, now that we have Shohei, now that we have Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, let's just invest in this more and more, and let's make up for missed opportunities over the last 10, 15 years and win the next 3, 4, 5, as many as we can. And at that point, yeah, we can make it, it's a lot easier to pay this so in the 10 ball years.
Rolls.
Yeah, and it's like,
I mean, there's rumors out there that the Dodgers have made $100 million off Shohei this year.
I don't even think that's a rumor. I think you can see, I mean, obviously their books aren't public, but you can see how many people are going to the stadium, how many sellouts that they had.
Jerseys,
yeah,
bobbleheads.
Yeah, you just look at their attendance, and I think that came close to it. But also, it's worth pointing out here that the Dodgers are getting the really good kind of deferred contracts. This isn't like a Bobby Bonilla taking advantage of the Mets with like 8% deferred interest, and that's why, you know, these are going to be like a big amount of money, that's going to be paid to these players every year. Essentially, Shohei and Tommy Edman and all these guys that they're probably going to do it with in the future are giving the Dodgers an interest-free loan. And Joe's point, really, really good, saying money today is worth more than money tomorrow. Essentially, the Dodgers are creating more money to spend, and the fans that have been putting up with what? First place finishes? Oh, so sad that they didn't win the World Series that
Kershaw
year.
Kershaw getting lit in the playoffs.
Exactly, but have been putting up with first place finishes in the NL West, like division championship after division championship, and now two World Series in the last five seasons.
A la Braves of the 90s.
I think their fans know, and I think I could point to a lot of Braves fans that I know now that understand that at some point the bill will come due. And you can sign players to a point, and there will probably be a decade in the future of total futility for the Dodgers. But what if it's after seven World Series in 10 years? What if it's after seven World Series in 12 years? I don't think you can ask much more from your favorite team, right?
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees were super mad that the 80s were really trash because the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they dominated.
Well, and again, 2013 to 2023, the Dodgers won the division 10 out of 11 times.
And the 11th time is the Giants by game, and right, they beat them in the playoffs.
Right.
They've been there.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm so fascinated by the long-term effect of that.